Today on Bold Steps, Mark Jobe helps us discover how the choices we make help us find true happiness.
We live in one of the most prosperous countries in the world. We have some of the greatest access to education, to opportunity. We have relative safety compared to a lot of other places in the world, yet happiness seems to elude us like never before.
Welcome to Bold Steps with Pastor Mark Jobe, President of Moody Bible Institute and also Senior Pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. I'm Wayne Shepherd. We're continuing our study on the pursuit of happiness, digging into scriptures to better understand what happiness really is and where to find it. And Mark, today you're going to help us understand that many times these choices we make have a major impact on whether or not we find the happiness we're seeking.
Yes, they do, Wayne. So if you are listening right now and you say, Pastor, I have to be honest, right now I feel unhappy. It eludes me. Happiness eludes me. I think you need to listen to this message because Psalms chapter 1 is a powerful, powerful teaching on what it means to make choices that actually lead us towards happiness.
If you can and are in a place where you can open your Bible, open to Psalm 1 and follow along with Mark's message, The Power of Choices.
You know, sometimes we make bad choices, and our well-being, our happiness, oftentimes is affected by the choices that we make. I remember several years ago when actually my son Josiah, who's a pastor here, was 16 years old. He was in high school, and he went through a phase where he was really listening to a lot of screamo music. You know what screamo music is? You know, it's the double beating of drums, and I would listen to it on the way to high school with them. It was just all very hardcore, and I would say, who is this? He said, and he would tell me, Dad, they're Christians. And I'm like, what are they saying? He would say, I don't know what they're saying, but they're Christians. I know that. I can't understand a word they're saying. They're just screaming, but he said they're Christians. So as a father, I'm trying to encourage him. I was glad that he was listening to Christian screamo music. And he told me, hey, Dad, there's a band that's coming into Chicago at the Metro. Would you drive me there? I said, sure, I'll go with you. And so we drove to the Metro downtown. The place was packed out mainly with teenagers and college-age kids. And we're in the balcony listening to this, jam-packed screamo music, very loud. And a girl that was in the balcony looking down, she said, you know, last year I was here at this same venue, and a mosh pit broke out, and I jumped in, and she said, they broke my jaw. I said, wow. And so we're up there watching all this happening and seeing a couple. You know what a mosh pit is? You know, breaks out, you jump in there, all right. I'm not going to ask who's been in a mosh pit, just I'm asking. So we're watching it from the balcony. And my 16-year-old looks at me and he says, Dad, I bet you wouldn't do that. Don't dare your dad. So I said, okay, watch. So he stood up there in the balcony. I got down there. I went through the crowd. And I'm looking up at him. He's looking at me like, yeah, Dad, I'm really getting into like, yeah, going through the crowd like this. Try to act like I'm really into the music. And there it happens. Right beside me, a mosh pit breaks out. They pull back like this. People jump in, flinging their arms, banging, doing like this. I look at that. I look up at him. And he's like, yeah, I dare you, Dad. And I jump in. I'm flinging around, jumping around with this silly grin on my face, obviously. And jumping around. Another mosh pit breaks out. I'm bigger than half of them. So I jump in, banging against people, hitting against people. And then I walk up and he says, Dad, I can't believe you did that. I said, hey, it was fun. And so I said, I hope no one sees me. I hope no one saw me. So I get out in front of the venue and a couple of kids that I didn't know came up to me, college age, and they said, hey, Pastor Mark. I said, hi. I said, yeah, I'm just here with my son. And they said, yeah, you know, we saw you. I said, oh, you saw me. You saw me what? They said, we saw you in the mosh pit. It was great. In fact, we tweeted it out to people that we saw you. I said, thanks a lot. The choices you make, I could end up with a broken jaw. The choices you make sometimes affect you. Some of you are here today, and you have scars to show the choices you've made. Some of you are here today, and you are not very happy because you've made a series of choices that have affected your life in a way that makes it hard for you to embrace happiness. You know, they tell us, recent studies tell us that we are at an all-time low in happiness in this country. They tell us that Americans have never been so unhappy than we are today. We are at a 50-year low in our well-being, in our happiness, in our sense of contentment in life. We have never been this unhappy in 50 years. And I think to myself, what's going on? We live in one of the most prosperous countries in the world. We have some of the greatest access to education, to opportunity, to jobs. We have technology. We have relative safety compared to a lot of other places in the world. Yet, happiness seems to elude us like never before. In fact, you know what they tell us? They tell us that during the pandemic, a lot of people were trying to get a little bit of sense of happiness through online shopping. Hello? You're cooped up? That little hit that getting an Amazon package gives you, right? Just to open your door and see it right there. Come on, you know what I'm talking about, that adrenaline, like, I just can't wait to get it. You know, they tell us that, they actually tell us that 89% attempted to find a little bit of happiness through online shopping. Guess what? 12% struggled to remember what they purchased. So, you know, we try to fix our happiness by doing those little things. But happiness, listen, happiness is not a matter of chance, but it's a matter of choice. So I want you to take your Bibles and turn to Psalms chapter 1. Psalms chapter 1. This book of the Bible is really all about happiness. It's really how to find happiness and what keeps us from happiness. You know, there's studies that have been done that indicate that there's a difference between momentary happiness and the longer life happiness. In other words, am I happy in the moment or am I happy about my life? You know, you can experience a chill weekend. You binge on Love is Blind eating Cheetos. And maybe it feels like a good weekend, but a couple weeks later, you're asking yourself, was that a wasted weekend? Am I really happy in life, or was that just making me feel good in the moment? Psalms chapter 1 really gives us some insight and answers really three questions. Number one, what hinders us from experiencing happiness? Number two, what opens the door to happiness in our life? And number three, what does genuine happiness look like? So I'm going to jump into this passage and look at those three questions that it answers. Psalms chapter 1. If you're not very familiar with your Bibles, Psalms is in the middle of your Bible, written by a multiplicity of authors. It's a series of songs, poems, and thoughts that are connected to each other, oftentimes expressing feeling, but all inspired by the Holy Spirit. It says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Blessed is the man or woman, in generic fashion. When we see this word blessed, we don't always know what it means. This word blessed is found in the New Testament. When Jesus spoke on the Sermon on the Mount, he said blessed. In the Greek, that's the word makarios, which means to be happy, blissful, fulfilled. This is a different word, but it's in the Hebrew, because most of the Old Testament was written in Hebrew. And the word that's found here is not makarios. The word that's found here is esher. It's translated blessed. It means happiness, contentment. It's actually used in a plural form in the Hebrew, which means it denotes either a multiplicity of blessings or an intensification of them. In other words, happiness, contentment, well-being is all sandwiched in this word that we hear, blessed. So what God is saying is, if you want to be happy, content, if you want to have a sense of well-being, listen to the instruction that's about to be given through the psalmist. He says, number one, this is what keeps a lot of people from happiness. He says, blessed is the man who walks not, notice he's telling us what not to do, in the counsel of the ungodly, stands in the path of sinners, or sits in the seat of the scornful. He uses the imagery of walking, standing, and sitting. Very intentionally, walking in the counsel has to do with our thinking. Standing in the path has to do with our behavior. And sitting in the seats has to do with our belonging. Our thinking, our behavior, our belonging.
You're listening to Bold Steps with our Bible teacher, Mark Jobe. Mark will break down those concepts for us in just a moment. First, let me remind you that all of these daily messages can be found on our website at boldstepsradio.org. You can also listen directly through your phone or mobile device and take these messages with you while you're out for a jog or running errands, maybe sitting in the carpool line, by subscribing to the Bold Steps podcast. You'll find us on your podcast app by searching for Bold Steps with Dr. Mark Jobe. And be sure to leave us a comment and a 5-star review so we know you're listening. And if you have a question, comment, or prayer request for Mark, please feel free to reach out to us by calling our listener line, and that's 312-329-2011. One more time, our listener line is 312-329-2011. Now, did you know that you can also find Mark's teachings available on YouTube? By subscribing to the Bold Steps channel on YouTube, you can watch Mark's insightful teaching videos on topics that really matter. Things like marriage, addiction, purpose, and what to do when you simply feel like giving up. So log on to YouTube, search for Bold Steps Radio, and click the subscribe button. If it helps, the website handle is youtube.com/@boldstepsradio. Now let's jump back into the message. Here's Mark Jobe with more on the power of choices.
Let's break it down for a moment. So he starts out by telling us that if we're going to be blessed, content, happy, have well-being, that who we are around, who is influencing our thinking and our culture is critical. Basically, he's telling us in this passage, who you hang with has a lot to do with whether you're happy or not. Who you choose to hang with affects your mental state, your emotional state, your spiritual state, and your well-being. Now, there are people that we can't necessarily choose. You don't choose necessarily who's on the bus with you when you go to work. You don't choose necessarily who's on the L when you are traveling to your college. You don't choose necessarily who's in your class. You don't choose your family. You don't necessarily choose your neighbors. But let me tell you who you do choose. You choose your friends. You choose who you hang out with. You choose who you spend time with. You choose who you do recreation with. You choose that circle, that intimate circle around you, who you are able to connect with. Now listen to what it says about choosing. He said, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. So the first thing that he says is that if you're going to have happiness, you can't be around people that are giving you the wrong advice. People that are ungodly, which means that they have an absence of God in their life, a worldview that does not include God. And so when you walk along people or you choose people to be in your inner circle that have a void of the God factor, you will start to be influenced by their thinking, by their behavior, and by their culture. Are you tracking with me here? So he says, if you start to think like they think, if you start to listen to their counsel, if you start to take their advice, it will probably lead you to a path of unhappiness because your thinking is being influenced by the people around you that have a godless way of thinking. In other words, not a spiritual way of thinking, but a worldly way of thinking. The New Testament calls it the world versus the spirit. What does he mean by that? Well, I'm shocked sometimes where people get their advice. Shocked. I'll sit down with someone that's having marital trouble, and they'll say, well, a friend of mine told me. Where did he tell you this? Well, we are at a bar drinking together. How many drinks into it? Well, about 12 drinks into it. And are they like an expert on marriage? Well, they've been divorced 4 times. So your friend in a bar after 12 drinks, divorced 4 times, was giving you marital counsel about what to do in your marriage. Is that what you're telling me? Well, yeah, but you know, I figured they got a lot of experience. They've been divorced 4 times. I'm just shocked sometimes by where we get our counsel, by where we get our advice, by who we're listening to. Can I tell you this? John Maxwell, who does a lot of stuff on leadership, he says, you'll end up in a bad place if you don't take any advice or if you listen to everybody's advice. How about it? If you're too proud to take any advice, watch it. If you're too naive to take everybody's advice, watch it. You need to be careful about where your advice comes from. You need to make sure that your advice is coming from godly people, from good wisdom, from friendships that have a God view inside of them, that there is a counsel that has, it's rooted in absolute truth. It's rooted in good wisdom and discernment, because if you're hanging around people, the people that are closest to you influence you the most. Hello. You say, well, what am I like? If I want to find out what you're like, I'm going to ask this question. Who are you hanging out with? You know, every mother that I talk to that their son or daughter gets in trouble, I always hear the same thing. My son is a good boy. I've never heard a mother say, my son is a rotten bad boy. And they always say, my son is a good boy, but they're friends. How many of you have heard that? How many mothers have said that? No, don't raise your hand, moms, if you have said that. But let me tell you, if I want to find out who you're like, I ask this question, who you hanging with? Because chances are whoever you're hanging with is who you're like. And so this is what the Word of God tells us. It says, hey, you walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. You know, there's a lot of advice that we get these days that even I hear in the Christian circles that sound like good advice. It's like pop culture advice, but it's not really biblical advice. You want to hear some of them? Yeah, for example, if it feels good, do it. Terrible advice. Terrible advice. If it feels good, do it. That's how most addicts started. It felt good to do a hit. It felt good to get high. It felt good to snort, to pop a pill, to do a molly and dance at a rave. It felt good to do it. Listen, it's not good advice to say, if it feels good, do it. There's a lot of people that get in trouble with that advice. Let me give you some other things that I hear pretty often. Whatever makes you feel happy at the moment. Bad advice. Really bad advice. You know how many married men I've talked to that say, well, I'm unhappy in my marriage. It's dry. It's not going good. But you know, that girl at work that's, you know, 10 years younger than me, it just feels really good. I think it would make me happy. Bad advice. Bad advice. Let me tell you what else I hear. I'm just talking of this bad advice that we buy into sometimes, and I even hear in the Christian circles. I've heard, well, here's another one. You just need to love yourself more. Now, let me just say, you may have said that, and I understand the intention behind it. You'll never find that in the Bible. And I hear people say a lot, I just need to love myself more. Let me tell you what the Bible says. Love God more, and when you love God more, you will understand your worth and your significance and who you are and your dignity in God. So I just want to say that pop psychology, things that sound good on the outside, have a veneer of truth, but if they don't match with the Word of God, you should not follow those. Blessed is the person that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly.
We'll pick it up right there in the message next time on Bold Steps with Mark Job. Today's lesson titled The Power of Choices. And by the way, if you haven't already, we encourage you to visit our website and check out all the faith-building tools and opportunities we have available. It's at boldstepsradio.org. That includes, of course, this month's special edition of our Bold Step gift, which ties in with today's countercultural message about choices, advice, and seeking God above all else. Our Bold Step gift is a book written by esteemed author and pastor Dr. Erwin Lutzer, and it's an empowering guide for Christians on how to navigate a culture that's turned against our biblical values. And guess what? Mark, you have a guest sitting next to you.
All right. Thanks, Wayne. You know this man in the studio, and his name is Pastor Erwin Lutzer, a friend of mine. He's pastored in Chicago for many, many years. He's now pastor emeritus, but he continues to travel, do conferences, write, speak, and we're privileged to have him here in the studio with us. Erwin, let me ask you this question. You know, we're in a society where there's a lot of toxic beliefs, a lot of anti-Christian rhetoric. And there's a lot of Christians that are confused about how to respond. Sometimes we want to respond angry and don't know how to mix in that compassion and empathy. You want to talk to us a little bit about that?
It's so important for us to respect everybody, even if we don't respect their point of view. Mm. And we have to indeed speak the truth with love. And when it comes, for example, to those who struggle with same-sex attraction, what we have to do is to be welcoming, even when we cannot be affirming. Mm. But one thing I do emphasize is that the word love today is taken and used in non-biblical ways.
Yeah.
We have to understand that when Adam and Eve sinned, they didn't stop loving. They just started to love the wrong things, lovers of pleasure, lovers of money, lovers of themselves. So when it comes to love in our culture, we have to define it biblically. Herein is love, that you keep my commandments. So on the one hand, we have love. On the other hand, we have truth. And we cannot sacrifice the one for the other.
Oh, that's good. Thank you for that reminder. You're hearing from Dr. Erwin Lutzer, who's written a book called We Will Not Be Silenced. This is a clarion call for believers in our culture seeking to lift up their voice, being gracious but firm and not compromising.
So give your donation and ask for this important book, We Will Not Be Silenced. Go online to boldstepsradio.org or simply give us a call at 800-DL-MOODY. That's 1-800-356-6639. Now, if you'd rather send your check through the mail and ask for the book, our address is Bold Steps, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. And if you'd like to be more than just a listener of Bold Steps and to start playing a part in this global ministry outreach, we are thrilled to invite you to be part of the team by signing up to give on a monthly basis as a Bold Partner. The team is growing, and there are so many opportunities ahead to reach new listeners with the truth of God's Word. So today really is a great time to make that commitment and become a Bold Partner. If you choose to give a gift of $30 or more each month, you'll qualify for a 50% discount on all Moody Publishers resources, along with other exclusive content from Mark. So don't wait. Sign up today to become a Bold Partner by visiting boldstepsradio.org. I'm Wayne Shepherd, reminding you to listen tomorrow when we'll continue with part two of our message about the power of choices. That's coming up Friday, right here on Bold Steps with Mark Job. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.